I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly in London. Just hours after President Trump arrived here in the UK and sat down for a black tie dinner with Prime Minister Theresa May, a British tabloid published a bombshell of an interview conducted with Trump while he was still in Brussels. The interview is with The Sun, owned by Rupert Murdoch. In it, Trump criticizes May. He accuses her of wrecking Brexit, and he says a trade deal with the US is now probably off the table. The Sun posted audio of some of the interview's highlights.
Well, if they do a deal like that, it will most likely, because we'll be dealing with the European Union instead of dealing with UK. So it will probably kill the deal with, if they do that, their trade deal with the US will probably not be made.
Trump goes on after that, saying he instructed the prime minister on how to do the Brexit deal, but she didn't listen to him. Now, keep in mind, these two are supposed to meet tomorrow, with May pitching a free trade deal to Trump. And May is not his only target in this interview with The Sun's Tom Newton Dunn. Trump also goes after London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
You have a mayor who's done a terrible job in London. He's done a terrible job.
Take
a look at the terrorism that's taking place. Look at what's going on in London. I think he's done a terrible job.
This isn't the first time Trump has shot insults at Khan, and Khan has shot back in the past. Well, we're scheduled to speak with the London mayor tomorrow, and we will bring you his reaction. Meanwhile, all kinds of fallout from this interview with The Sun. And as it happens, we stopped by the newsroom of The Sun earlier today for a chat with the paper's editor. His name is Tony Gallagher, and from where he sits, Trump is a welcome visitor to Britain, and he approves of Trump's performance this morning at NATO.
The readers have been pretty supportive when it comes to letters. There's been a lot of noise about protests, but the letters we've seen have been pretty supportive of him, the idea of the president coming.
I saw the story in The Sun today about the newspaper as well.
Our leader line has been very supportive of what he said since he got to Europe, which is that Europe is having a free ride on defence, or most European countries are having a free ride on defence. So he's talking a language that is supported in the UK, where we do spend 2%, and we agree with that wholeheartedly.
And you're hearing the same from your readers? Because a lot of people we've been out interviewing are saying, well, my gosh, he went in and it was like he threw a grenade at the NATO summit, tried to trash it.
That's not what we pick up. And actually, from a newspaper point of view, it seems to me that he provides a very good copy in that he's very plain spoken and he's very direct, as opposed to the politician speak that you get from almost everybody else. You're in no doubt what he says and what he means when he speaks.
As a newspaper man, what do you make of his relentless attacks on the media, fake news and all that?
Nobody's comfortable when they see the media under assault. I think it's fair to say that viewed from a UK perspective, he doesn't get a massively fair press. The narrative around him in the UK is too often driven by what UK broadcasters see and read in the United States.
Do you think he gets a fair shake in the American press?
I don't observe the American press closely enough to be able to give you an accurate summary of that, but I can say with certainty that there's been not much attempt to understand why it is that he was elected in the United States. You know, the media class here is still aghast that he's been elected, in the same way that a lot of the media class is still aghast that Britain voted for Brexit.
Is there a plan for hard Brexit, meaning a clean and decisive break? And if so, where is it?
I think you'd have to ask, you know, Theresa May, where is that plan? There doesn't appear to be one. But
you're aware of the criticism that people who supported Brexit promised the world and that, in fact, now that reality is pushing up against a deadline, there's no way to do it.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be, we didn't elect a prime minister who was in favour of Brexit. And it could be argued that a politician that felt the Brexit cause more keenly might have planned...
Had their heart in it.
Might have planned more assiduously for no deal and trading under WTO rules. But it is said that by the political class now that it's too late to plan for crashing out without no deal. But unfortunately, we didn't plan for that.
That's Tony Gallagher, editor of The Sun, which published a big interview tonight with President Trump, in which he criticizes Britain's prime minister and says her Brexit plan will probably kill any chance of a trade deal with the United States.